RMC Podcast.
Stasera siamo in diretta live da Bluno di Milano e, come vi ho annunciato prima, sia con Rosaria Arena ma anche con Carlo Pagnota, il presidente e fondatore di Umbria Jazz. Stasera abbiamo il piacere di avere una ragazza bellissima con un look incredibile, molto affascinante, ti cattura subito, prima con il suo aspetto ma soprattutto con la sua voce. Ha una voce incredibile, lei si chiama Jasmia Horn. So hello Jasmia, welcome to Milano, welcome to Radio Monte Carlo and to the Blue Note.
Grazie, thank you.
No,
thank
grazie, you grazie a te. It's your first time in Italy, yeah?
Yes, correct.
And it was a wonderful night. People were behind you and your voice and your group all the whole night. You enjoyed yourself?
I did. I really enjoyed the audience and the people here. Just really nice. Thank you.
Okay, allora, lei si è divertito moltissimo per la prima volta. So your first album is called Social Call,
yes,
yeah?
Yes, correct.
Tell us about the Social Call. You were telling about some of your songs tonight. So what do you want to say with a Social Call? I mean, a few words, what would you say the meaning of a Social Call is?
Well, when I thought about the album and the concept for the album, I was thinking about the youth and the elders and bridging the gap between the youth and the elders as far as music is concerned, and okay, uplifting the people with music and love and light.
Ah, ok. Yes. Allora, lei intende dire con Social Call è quella di mettere insieme le vecchie generazioni con le nuove generazioni, che può essere i grandi maestri del jazz, del bebop, e con quelle che fanno hip hop
sì,
di oggi, mettere insieme queste, queste gente qua. Poi lei ha cantato un pezzo suo che mi ha fatto morire la storia, quando lei era college e c'era un guardone che la guardava e lei l'ha fatta diventare una canzone. You're telling us about the song tonight, the one with the creep who was watching.
Yes.
That was really interesting. That's
yeah,
the first time I've heard anyone do a song about that, and I'm sure it's happened to lots of girls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's another thing with my music. I like to, you know, there have been so many things that happen socially that we just don't even speak about, and that's what music does for me. It helps me and other women and just people in general speak out about what's going on in their lives without hurting anybody, you know, and being able to heal themselves, because music is healing. It's a healing mechanism.
Ok, lei dice anche sì, grazie anche alla musica io riesco a mettere anche i miei pensieri, e tanti pensieri come quello di un guardone che ti guardi quando sei una ragazza e tu non sai cosa fare, però rimani colpito di questa cosa qua, e per lei è un modo bello per esprimere, e attraverso la musica, perché lei dice che la musica anche è un'arte che ti aiuta a guarire di tante cose. So I like that. The music is healing.
Yes.
I mean, and it's a wonderful thing. There's nothing better than hearing some good music.
Yes.
When you're feeling,
yes,
when you're feeling down.
Yes.
So listen, tell us about this great drummer beside you.
Well, he's my right hand man.
Yeah.
He's so funky and swinging, and he came from Detroit to New York a couple years ago, and we played a gig with a mutual friend of ours, and we never stopped playing together.
Really?
After that, I started calling him for my gigs because he's just so great. Henry Conaway.
Oh, sorry, what's your name again?
Henry Conaway.
Henry Conaway. You sound quite Scottish like me. That's Henry Conaway. Henry Conaway, the batterista di Jasmia Horn tonight. So, I mean, I was... when did you discover Jasmia as a vocalist?
We met shortly after I moved to New York in 2015.
Okay, so what, 2 or 3 years ago, not that long
ago.
Yeah,
barely. Yeah, it feels like a lifetime, but it's only been 2 years.
Wow. Dice che sembra che una vita che suoniamo insieme, ma solo 2 anni. What hit you most of all about her as an artist when you first heard her?
Her message is incredible. The way that she interacts with the audience. I brought my mother to a show recently, and my mother said that one of her friends was listening and said that Jasmia captures the audience and then will speak to them when she's got them. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing to be able to hold an audience's attention like she does.
Absolutely. Lui ha detto, io ho chiesto cos'è che ti ha colpito di Jasmia, e lui ha detto la sua capacità di tenere un pubblico, di tenere la gente davanti quando lei canta sul palco. Tell me 2 or 3 things about your heroes, your vocal heroes. Who are some of your favorites?
I love Rachelle Farrell.
Yeah.
I love her so much. She's still the mentor of mine. She hasn't recorded an album in probably 12 years.
Why not? I mean,
that's a great question. If I knew her, I would ask her then.
Yeah, no, Rachelle Ferrell, Why Can't I Be Me? I think that's the song I played to death on my show.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, we played that tons of times. Like,
I love that song.
I still, we still have that. Mm-hmm. Individuality, Why Can't I Be Me? Mm-hmm. So why doesn't she make any more records?
That's a good question. But there's there's a lot of meat in all of her records now that you can still learn from. You know, I go back now and even and listen, and I'm like, oh, I don't remember hearing that. Let me do that and practice that and try to, you know.
Okay.
But she's like a really huge mentor of mine. Absolutely and obviously Betty Carter.
Yeah. I mean, gli sto chiedendo di chi sono i suoi idoli e ha detto Rachel Ferrell, che noi suoniamo spesso nel mio programma, e poi anche Betty Carter. What about Dee Dee Bridgewater?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's a mentor of mine, like, physically, because she's still
wonderful.
Alive, and she gives back to the youth, which is what I mean by bridging the gap between the elders and the youth. She's definitely one who a great example of that, who bridges, she reaches back. Everybody in her band is young.
Mm-hmm.
She reaches back and grabs the younger generations, just how Betty Carter did, pulls them up by the bootstraps and says, hey, come along, this is what I can teach you. But she understands that she can also learn something from us as well, and we appreciate that.
Anche lei amo moltissimo anche Dee Dee Bridgewater, il talento di Dee Bridgewater. So just a quick chat, welcome you to Italy, welcome you to the Blue Note. We want to have you back here again to play with your band and your music. So we wish you all the best.
Thank
and
so
bocca
much.
Lupo for your career.
Thank you.
And keep control of that voice. It's like a wild horse. You got to keep it under control.
Thank you.
Radio Monte Carlo, Jasmine Ahern, thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao.